to private schools or even homeschool. I think nationally, something like 10% of students were homeschooled at one point during the pandemic. So I think, you know, you are seeing parents, you know, step out and try and do what they can. But, you know, one of the challenges with the district is it's such a big district. It's hard to feel like, you know, you're doing more than just shouting into the wind.
Well, and I'm stunned that we have not heard from the mayor, the governor, the gaming interest. I mean, where's the gaming industry going to get its employees 10 years from now? They're all going to be people that are products of this flawed educational system. I mean, aren't they concerned?
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, this is kind of the cycle we've been in for decades, really, as everyone looks at it, says, oh, it's broken. And then the union and the liberal education establishment says, well, give us more money. People eventually give them more money, you know, in 2003, 2015, massive tax hikes. And it's still broken. So, you know, what I'm hoping is that, you know, people listening, people looking at these numbers, people who've been here for more than 5 minutes, remember, hey, we've tried to solve this problem with more money. We have tried and tried and tried to solve this problem with more money. It is not a money issue. It is a management issue. It is just a competence issue. And if it's not working, get students to somewhere where it's working, or give them a chance to leave the thing that's not working, because it literally can't be worse than this. It's just a complete disaster.
I'm just wondering where the people that have money that could put this on the could put school choice on the ballot, and could demand school choice to get and to close this thing down. If this were a regular business, could a business stay open with a success rate like the Clark County School District?
No, absolutely not. I mean, what you're hitting on is one of the key points here is that, you know, if a business does poorly, they go out of business because their customers leave. And when the Clark County School District does poorly, they go up to Carson City and say, we're doing poorly, we need more money. And so they have this perverse incentive when it comes to success, is that the more failure they have, the stronger case they think they have to push for tax increases. And, you know, obviously some of this was a policy decision last year to keep the schools closed. And, you know, that's a result. You know, you've seen that in these test results. But, you know, they're going to think, well, we got all this bailout money, you know, so now the school district has more money than, you know, it may even know what to do with. But it's not translating success for the kids.
Well, and the other thing is, when the governor went around the state on his listening tour, $6.7 billion of Biden dollar, you know, Biden bucks, coming into the state, and what did the school district ask for, or the teachers union? They asked for $1 billion. They got $500 million from the legislature, and now they want another $1 billion. This just does not make sense. We're going to try and make sense of it coming up in our next segment. More with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up in 3:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And yes, as you might expect, you have bumper-to-bumper conditions on Interstate 15 southbound at mile marker 9 in Gene as the EDC concertgoers head home back to California. They're still making their way through there, bumper-to-bumper all the way into California from that point. We're also seeing some bunching on the Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Do expect delays into the Spaghetti Bowl there, US 95 at Southern Rancho, because those lane restrictions ahead of that continue. 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The WWE will return to Las Vegas in 2022. They have announced that the Money in the Bank pay-per-view will take place at Allegiant Stadium, the home of the Raiders, on Saturday, July 2nd. Speaking of the Raiders, they knock off the Eagles 33-22 on Sunday. Raiders go to 5-2. Derek Carr, 323 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Only has 3 incompletions on his 34 attempts. Raiders have a bye week. They will play again on November 7th when they match up against the New York Giants. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I hope you'll plan on attending the board meeting, the Board of Trustees for the Clark County School District, coming up this Thursday, 5 p.m., the Greer Education Building, located at 2832 East Flamingo Road here in Las Vegas. I don't know if it'll be a full house, but I pray it will be. And I'm not saying you got to burn the whole place down, but you got to have some changes. Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What is your guess on what will happen on Thursday? Did you have any feel, any sense of what lies ahead?
I guess they'll just kind of keep muddling forward. if I had to guess, I would say that Jarrah survives. Cavazos. Continues on as board president. They ignore the poor test results. They approve the union contract, which is incredibly expensive. Basically everyone keeps pointing the fingers and keeps muddling forward.
And again, 3%. By the time the Fed gets their cut, 3% is not a huge raise for the teachers, is it?
Well, I think the contract is extremely generous. I mean, if you just say, it's a 3% raise, well, if it was just a 3% raise, it would be one thing, but you've got a 3% annual raise for both years, and then you've got step increases so that, teachers are on a salary schedule, and so they're increasing the amounts on the schedule, and then they're moving them down the schedule, which increases their pay. And then you got to look at what they're doing with the Teachers Health Trust. And I mean, the contributions. I'm trying to remember exactly what they're going up by, but somewhere between like $60 to $80 a month in contributions to the Teachers Health Trust.
So, and by the way, does this mean that the doctors and hospitals will start getting paid?
Well, I mean, you never quite know because the Teachers Health Trust has just a history of poor management, but there certainly seems like they're going to have the money to pay them because they're going to pump a ton of more money into the system. But I did some very rough calculations. I want to say over the next 2 years, the increase in teacher compensation, total is going to be somewhere around, $17,000. So that's over 2 years. And obviously the second year, there'll be, a greater percentage of that. But I mean, that's a significant amount of increase. And it's not going to feel like it to teachers because, a lot of it's going to the health insurance.
Do you talk much with teachers? I've been talking with teachers over the course of the last year, and a lot of them are really disenchanted. They're working longer, harder, and they're being compensated roughly the same. They'll get a raise now. Have you had a chance to talk to teachers at all as to whether there's going to be a brain drain in our district?
Yeah, I've talked to lots of teachers. I mean, I don't know. I just you kind of have that continuously, and so I don't know how much more is going to happen. You're kind of getting at a point naturally where you're going to start seeing teachers reach their retirement eligibility. We had a big hiring boom 25 years ago, and so over the next few years, you're just going to start seeing, I think, some of those teachers leave naturally. I mean, the district's always had high turnover. They always seem to be about 400 to 800 teachers short, and if they just improve their retention rates a little bit, it'd be taken care of. But again, I think one of the challenges of having such a big district is you can't fit teachers to schools that they would prefer to go to. Everything's a little more one size fits all, and obviously teachers still switch schools and find better fits with principals and stuff. But if there was a greater ability to kind of meet what a teacher wanted with the school district, I think you'd see retention improve a little bit.
Final couple of minutes, want to talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The president's flying off to Glasgow and it says he wants to have a deal on a human infrastructure package, not the infrastructure package, roads, bridges, that kind of thing, but the real, human infrastructure deal. First of all, Joe Manchin today has said he's sticking at $1.5 trillion. He's not going to go a dollar above that, and that would seem to doom the thing, although the president's saying he's close to getting a deal done. Does he get a deal done before he jets off to Glasgow? He's going actually to Rome to meet with the Pope first, but...
I would just tend to think probably not. That there's still kind of disagreements. The problem for Democrats is their margins are so thin in both the Senate and the House that it's hard to get everyone on board. They certainly could. They certainly I think they've got to feel like they have the pressure electorally with the Virginia governor's election here happening in a couple of few days. They want to show they can get something done and do it. I just, I think there's kind of this belief among liberal, the liberal side of the aisle is that, if we pass it, things will be better politically. But I just think that's not the case. I mean, you basically are setting yourself up to own inflation for the next several years because we're in an inflationary period right now. Even the Biden's own economists are admitting that it's not just transitory. And you're going to dump a ton of money into the economy to pay people not to work. I mean, it just, you're going to own that issue. And I think that's an issue that concerns people, every time they go to the gas pump, every time they go to the grocery store. And I think they're going to feel that a lot more than they'd feel any benefits from the, so-called human infrastructure bill.
I want to ask you, is this a tough vote or an easy vote for Catherine Cortez Masto? She's up for re-election, and yet she has to vote on this inflationary bill, this $3.5 trillion, whatever it ends up being. Is this going to be a tough vote for her?
Well, it may end up being a tough vote politically, but she's certainly not given any signs that she opposes it in any iteration of the bill. I mean, you just look at the difference between her and Kristen Sinema, and it's just night and day. I mean, Sinema's out there, the Democrat senator from Arizona, saying, look, this is too big, we've got to pare it back, you know, basically moderating the bill. And Senator Cortez Masto has said nothing. I mean, basically, with her silence, has been siding with the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. And I don't think that's going to play well for her next November. But, you know, there's been zero doubt about what her vote's going to be when the bill comes forward.
Wow. Victor, always good to get with you. What a great column. I urge you to look it up or find it somewhere on the internet. This column lays out in detail what our kids are learning or not learning. That was great stuff, man. Congratulations. Great column. And we'll talk with you again next week between noon and 3.
All right. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the new time slot.
It's going to be fun. That's Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. So call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water test plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid Steele. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install answer. Homeowners only. Water test completed.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, then make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
1 week from today, we launch a new era in conservative talk radio here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be marvelous. Very, very excited. Noon to 3 for me, and a very special 3 to 6 host that you're going to absolutely love. I will just about promise you that. You know, we've been talking a lot about COVID-19, and it was interesting over the weekend. I didn't know this, but Neil Cavuto, the business guy at Fox, has his own show on both Fox Biz and Fox News Channel. And I didn't know he tested positive. And apparently he was pretty sick. This was Neil Cavuto with Howie Kurtz over the weekend talking about his battle with COVID-19 after testing positive. This was from Fox News Channel yesterday.
I'm feeling better. I've had some monoclonal antibody treatment. It's a popular elixir for conditions like mine. My wife has had the same. She tested positive for COVID as well, soon after I did. I feel bad about that. The dog's okay, so hopefully that remains the case.
That's
but I feel
news.
Very strongly, right, I feel very strongly, and I know we live in this hyper, politicized age, that people get vaccinated. I know, a lot of people say that's a private decision. I get that. I appreciate that. But I'd like to urge people of all sorts, please get vaccinated. This situation, for me, being immunocompromised, half the cases that we're hearing on the breakthrough front are among the immunocompromised people like me who've had, and have multiple sclerosis or prior heart situation or cancer. There are many like that all around us. And mine is not a secret at Fox, but there are plenty of people working around you, Howie, and at Fox and all types of business environments who are susceptible to this sort of thing. You can help them out a lot. If whatever your views on Band-Aids, and I get that, no one likes to be ordered to, but in the end, if you can get vaccinated and think of someone else and think of what that could mean to them and their survivability from something like this, we'll all be better off.
No, it's true. It's true. And then you go to Neil Cavuto again with Howie Kurtz on why he is going public with his battle with COVID. A lot of us did not advertise the fact, but he did. And why did he choose to go public? Here it is.
But as you say these things, and as you acknowledge, and as we all know, this is a very politically divisive issue in this country, particularly when it comes to mandates, you've decided to use your illness, since it's gotten a lot of media attention naturally, to try to drive this message, correct?
I do, and I know it's going to get me in trouble. I hear from a lot of people, well, Neil, I've got a lot of nasty emails, and the same ones, you're never Trumper, you're this, we don't trust you, we don't believe a word you're saying, and that's just coming from my family. But having said that, I just want to stress here, this is not really about me, it's not about people's political positions on this. I get that. No one likes to be ordered to get a vaccine, but I can tell you right now, those who have been vaccinated are in far better position right now to survive this and even handle cases where they come down with this precisely because they have. The numbers prove it. The numbers numbers also prove that countries with the lowest vaccination rates are the countries right now experience right now the highest number of new cases. So we really have to think of that beyond just our particular politics on that. Maybe there's a call for a protocol much like the one that Fox has, where you sort of share your vaccine status. If you choose not to get vaccinated, you get regular testing so that you are not a threat to spread this to the workforce. It still happens. Cases seep through. I'm a good example of that.
Yeah.
The immunocompromised are in their own sort of little neck of the woods here. But I cannot stress this enough. This is not about left or right. This is not about who's conservative or liberal. Last time I checked, everyone, regardless of their political persuasion, is coming down with this. Cases are stabilizing, but we're still losing 3,000 people a day. We've lost 5 million globally to this. We've lost nearly 800,000 in the U.S. Take the political speaking points and toss them. For now, I'm begging you, toss them and think of what's good, not only for yourself, but for those around you. If you don't want to do it for yourself, if you think it's a pain in the ass, I get that.
Right.
But think of others around you. I dare say people who experience this or seen loved ones who've been affected by this or have ever died from this are not judging the wisdom of mandates. They're wishing they got vaccinated.
Can I tell you, I run into people all the time that absolutely will not get the vaccine. People around them have died, and yet they won't get the vaccine. I don't know why that is. I know it's political, as Neil said, but I'm just going to tell you, I got the vaccine twice. I will probably get the booster sometime later this week, and I believe in it. You may choose not to. That's why this is America, and you get to have your opinion, and I get to have my opinion. That's why we have radio shows like this. And if you don't believe in getting the vaccine, well, then you don't believe in getting the vaccine. If you die, it's on your watch, okay? And 90%, what is it, 90% of the people that die from the vaccine end up not getting vaccinated. They just don't believe in it. If you want to put yourself at risk, if you want to go blindfolded out on I-15 right about now, be my guest. I would advise against it, but it's your choice. Your choice. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Raiders fans, announcing Terrible's Game Day Giveaway. Enter for your chance to shop, scratch, and score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree during every game day. Here's your play call. Run a slant route to the nearest participating Terrible's Chevron location on Raiders game days. Catch a scratch card and enter your unique code in the Terrible's Social House app. And you could score that week's $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Terrible's, your only place to shop, scratch, and score.
Visit Terribles.com for more details.
I'm Fred Simon. I'm running for Nevada governor. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a physician, an MD, a practicing trauma surgeon. So yes, I recognize an emergency when I see it. And our state is in trouble. From COVID, economic problems, forced vaccine threats, mail-in ballot schemes, and a surge of illegal immigration, an invasion. And it's all been made worse by mindless politicians. Here we are in 2021, and we seem to be stuck with electing people that promise us one thing and then do the opposite. I'm a doctor. I have never been a politician, so I don't know how to make excuses and lie like the worst of that breed. Please help me become Nevada governor, and together we'll stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on